And thank you for joining us for another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, joining us now, we are going to learn more about the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, and they have a new collaboration with John Deere that has just been announced. We're going to talk more about that and learn more about SWOF. Adam Keel with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund joins us now here on the program. Adam, thanks so much for the time. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Jesse. Glad to be here.
Well, let's start and give folks who may not be familiar with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, give us a little bit of background on the fund, if you can.
Yeah, great. So the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund is owned and operated by the Iowa Soybean Association. So, you know, first and foremost, we're overseen by a group of elected farmers. But don't let Iowa or soybeans fool you. We do operate across 27 different states today and across many different cropping systems. And what we do is help farmers transition to new conservation practices, or to use kind of today's buzzwords, more regenerative cropping systems. And we do that by providing financial incentives to farmers. We source those financial incentives from partners that we work with that include private companies and public institutions like the U.S. Department of Ag.
Well, thinking about those conservation efforts, of course, so important on and around the farm. And I know that's something that, you know, are farmers the original stewards of the land and sustainability? You mentioned some of the buzzwords, regenerative ag. I mean, these are all topics that have really piqued a lot of interest from all the way from DC to rural America here in recent years. And I'm sure that's going off of what you were talking about there with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. You guys, it's a lot of the work you're doing is working with farmers on various efforts across the country, right, Adam?
Oh yeah, that's right. And maybe just a little insight for the listeners too. We see ourselves as a great connector between, companies that have goals for regenerative ag and farmers. And, you know, a lot of the companies that partner with us don't have direct connections to farmers, don't know how to necessarily talk to farmers all the time, and don't know how to communicate what a company's goal might be for regenerative ag to what that means on an individual farm. So we're there to kind of help with that conversation. And like I said, provide some financial help, but also, you know, help that farmer through the transition to whatever that new system might look like, whether it's adding cover crops, converting to no-till, you know, doing things like that on the farm. So we're there to kind of support farmers in that transition. But really, it's, I see it as a great opportunity for farmers today to add some value to their operation. Our average payment in 2023 on all the acres that we work with was $33 an acre. So it's a great way to get some additional value for doing those sustainable practices that farmers are doing.
Well, and I know too, let's talk about the new collaboration with the fund and John Deere, working with, you know, companies like John Deere who are involved in agriculture, of course. But, you know, for farmers, there's been a lot of changes here in recent years with more precision ag technology, and a lot of this integration needs to happen. And that's, I believe, part of the backbone of this collaboration between SWOF and John Deere. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you got it. So one thing that farmers have probably heard, and you probably heard too, Jesse, is that when farmers enroll in a sustainability program, or, you know, to use a buzzword, carbon market program, you know, there's a lot of discussions about data. And, you know, farmers probably have a good portion of the data required to participate in our program already in, you know, a program like John Deere Operations Center. So what we've done is created a partnership with John Deere where farmers who have information in Operations Center can easily find out about the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. They just go to the sustainability page within the Operations Center. They can look for the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund, which is just a couple of opportunities listed in there, and then click enroll. And then once they do that, farmers can easily port over their data from John Deere Operations Center into their Soil and Water Outcomes Fund application and, you know, avoid having to enter data twice and leverage the data that they already have in Operations Center. So we're super excited about this partnership, mainly because it streamlines the process for farmers to get involved with us. But it also raises awareness of our opportunity with farmers who use Operations Center every day.
Well, and to that point, streamlining things for farmers. You know, I think we both know that, and everyone listening knows that farmers are very busy, you know, and getting them to, you know, they may want to do things and take part in certain things, but then when you got to add on seven different layers, well, maybe I'll wait and see how this all works out. You know, could kind of happen. But to your point, Adam, making things easy for farmers to enroll and take part, that's the name of the game here, right?
Oh, totally. And, you know, other aspects of our process that we pride ourselves on is, you know, getting a farmer a payment estimate within a couple days of them submitting an application. You know, the last thing I want is a farmer to have to wait, you know, weeks or months to get feedback from us on what the opportunity is for them. So once a farmer submits that application, hopefully using data that they've already got in, you know, Operations Center or some other data management system, we can make that enrollment process very streamlined. You know, if we're spending more than a couple hours, we're doing something wrong. So we want it to be a quick enrollment process and get feedback to farmers within a couple days about what their financial payment could be. And then, you know, move forward if they want with a contract that's all executed over email, and they can do that on their phone if they want to sign. So really trying to make conservation easy. Is the name of the game here. And whether that's with data and John Deere Operations Center or just being timely and getting feedback and contracts to farmers, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, Adam, if folks want to learn more, farmers want to learn more about the work you're doing there at the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund or the partnership with John Deere or other partnerships, things like that, I'm sure they can find more information online very easily. How can they find more info?
Yeah, they can follow us on any of the major social media outlets, or you can go to our website, theoutcomesfund.com. Don't forget theoutcomesfund.com. So that's a great resource where farmers can find out more and create a user account and enroll if they wish. So it's a great opportunity these days to get some value for additional conservation on the farm.
Well, good thoughts. And again, learn more, theoutcomesfund.com. And with that, Adam Keel with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. Really appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse.
Once again, Adam Keel there with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. And again, that website, theoutcomesfund.com, for more information. They're doing a lot of great stuff there when it comes to soil and water conservation. With that, we are out of time on this episode of American Ag Today. If you have story ideas for the program, send them to me via email, jesseallen@americanagnetwork.com. Thanks for joining us, as always, for American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.